Aleishur Chelek Aleph Daf Pei Ches. This is the 12th chapter. It's entitled Limud Musar, and it follows directly on the heels of the previous chapter. Says the Rambam in the fourth of Shmona Perakim, Ha'adam Hashalim, the person who is complete or at least striving for Shlemos, Tzarich Lo Shizkor Midosav Tamid, is required to constantly remember his Midos. V'yishkol pe'ulosav, to weigh his actions. V'yivchoin techunos nafsho yom yom, this is the critical phrase, and examine and analyze various features of his psychology daily. Ma shir'e nafsho yinoita letzad katze min haketzavos, and when he sees himself tending off the path towards one edge, yemaher b'rifu'ah, hurry to correct this, and not allow that negative tendency to become stronger by repeating something inappropriate, an inappropriate act which strengthens it. He should place in front of him his eyes the flawed midos that he has, and make a constant effort to improve. Says the author, this is really a profound paragraph. Yesoid hachinuch hamusari, the foundation of self-development in Musar, einoi bishmi'as sechois ukri'as mamri, is not the hearing of shmuzen and the reading of essays, which is, I suppose, what the masses think. You attend a Musar shmuz, whether it's a daily one or a weekly one, depending on whether you're in yeshiva or not, and read Sifrei Musar. That is not the fundamental. Ela bekvius yomimis, rather the fundamental idea is to establish a daily routine, hameyuedes, which is intended, he quotes that key phrase above in the Rambam, livchoin techunois nafshoi yom yom, to examine oneself, to examine one's nefesh, one's, I call it for psychology or midois, on a daily basis. And the way we do it is al yedei limud sifrei musar b'ritzifus, by learning sifrei musar regularly, be'iyun uv'chazarat midis, both in iyun, as he'll describe later, in depth to understand them well, and then constant revision, kemishpat limud Torah. So the learning is not the learning for its own sake to know the content of the sifrei musar. Really, it's as a tool to be able to analyze one's own nefesh on a daily basis. That's the kernel. He says it again now. Kol ma shemedabrim kuisvim matifim vehoigim b'shem musar. Everything that people speak and write and preach and think in the name of Musar, all of those. Eino ela parperaois lanekuda mekazeset. Those are peripheral things to this central point. Hachiyuv leaktish yom yom zman lelimud musar v'cheshbon nefesh. The obligation to devote on a daily basis some time to learn Musar and to apply it to oneself, to make a cheshbon nefesh. Kach muva bekontres sharei oir le'agiri blazerzal. This is in that particular contres by the Gri Blazer, Yitzchak Blazer, one of the three great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Meselam, together with Rav Simcha Zisel Ziv Mikelm and Rav Naftali Amsterdam. Shuak damal esvo Yisrael, it's really the introduction to Rabbi Yisrael's Sefer, or Yisrael, b'shem gdolim kadmonim, he cites great early authorities. And this is the consensus in our last generations. This is the central point, to devote time daily to learn Musar and then to apply, to make a cheshbon nefesh. He continues, me'anisayon yadua. We know from experience, this is tried and tested, she'akuvei zman lelimud Musar yomim, a person establishes time to learn Musar on a daily basis, mishtaneu leteva mibli she'agish b'chach, he will change for the good, often without noticing necessarily, because the development is gradual, both in his conduct, his care in certain things, in terms of changing his aspirations in Torah. Sometimes it happens, a person despairs of seeing benefit. One just doesn't notice that one is improving. Ulam, nonetheless, like we said in a previous sentence, hashpa'asoi amuka uvtuchai, the influence of this learning is deep and assured. He quotes here Rabbi Yisrael Meselam in Or Yisrael. Let's see. Rabbi Yisrael makes the same point. Al yipoil lev adam, ולומדי מוסר ואיננו מתפעל. A person should not be discouraged when he learns מוסר and it doesn't move him, he doesn't feel moved, מתפעל, ואין רשם בנפשי, he doesn't feel that it made an impression on his soul וכולי, לשנות דרכו, to change his ways. יידע נאמנה, he should know full well, אם כי לא יגולה לעיני בשר הרושם. It may be that the roshem, that impression, is not revealed to eyes of flesh. Nonetheless, einei hasecher rois, the eyes of the mind do see. Birvois ho'itim, over a long period of time, beribui halimud, with much learning of musar, mis kabitzus hareshimos en almois, by the accumulation of these very subtle impressions, le'adam acher yehofech, he will be transformed into a different person. In experience, again, this is something that's tried and tested. Experience testifies easily, regarding those people who do this, whether they learn much or little, but yes, it says, but they do it, you know, with energy, with devotion. You can see that such a person will be above, he'll go beyond his peers, in his both his ideas and his entire conduct, he will be more accomplished than others. That's in Or Yisrael, Mechteve, Goyen Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Siman Yud. Ein kol siba ba'olam, says the author, there's no reason whatsoever, lachshev ki pag kuyachov et amosh elimud zeh kayom, that to think that the power and, of such limud doesn't apply these days, it's dissipated. There's no reason to think that. דרך יעילה יוסר לשמירה על צורה סדה וכמצווס. A more effective way to preserve the צורה of the mensch and fulfill mitzvahs, אין, there isn't. ואדרבה, on the contrary, אם התקופה מרובס ביוס, if it's a period which is full of difficulty, כפליים לתושייה בלימוד המוסר, all the more so, all the more reason to learn מוסר. Another point, לא כל אדם מכונן בכוח מחשבה יוצרס. Not every person is gifted when it comes to creative thought, or with passionate forces within his soul. Not everyone has that. Nonetheless, koach yotzer, creative force, shunachalas kol echad v'chad, that every individual has, hu ha'isboinenus, is what we're going to be speaking about now for quite a while, which we call this boinenus, reflection. I think perhaps a more accurate translation would be meditation, deep reflection. And this, he says, is a creative force. Ein lecha adam shelo yuchal lagei l'yisrek zus. There's no person who cannot achieve a state of concentration, mitoch minuchas nefesh, that comes from tranquility, in a tranquil state of mind, b'matzavo nafshi, and he then reflects on his psychological state, b'mahalach ma'asav, reflects on his actions, uvim gamas chayav, and the direction and the objective of his life, all in all. Echeshbon nefesh. His boinenus kazois yeshuba mishum yitzirah mamash. As he said a moment ago, it's a creative force because, as he says now, such meditation, such reflection, is real creativity. Because ha'adam atzmoi mischadesh aledam. The person himself is renewed. And this is really, in a sense, the most creative. It's not that I'm creating something outside of me. I'm creating something within me. I'm mechadesh myself. That force of creativity, everyone has. Since these concepts are far from us, we need to elaborate about it a little bit. So on the next page, Sforno be Kavanas HaTorah. Kavanas HaTorah is the Sforno's introduction to his Torah commentary, so you'll find it in Mikros Gdolois when they have this one. So in the beginning, where they group together all the introductions of the commentators, you'll find Kavanas HaTorah. So this one writes, "Uvidiois ele yikne misboinen chayei olam." The misboinen will acquire eternal life through this knowledge. Because through his boinenus, what he do is take his mind, which is in potential, asher ein lo mitzus befoal, doesn't have. It's not activated, it's just potential, but all this is lossi b'choch b'lvad, again, just through potential. Shikne b'yisboinenusoy atzmus sichli, nimtza b'foyal. He'll transform the powers of his mind into something tangible, v'yichi od l'netzach lefi tivoy. You can see it there, it's a lengthy description, but this is sufficient for our purposes. The author says, yesh le'amik b'davar nifla zeh. We need to go deeper into this wondrous thing. Hasechel mitivo rak bechoach badam. What this phone is saying, the essence of it, is that the mind is a potential in the human being. Keitzad yitzeh sechel lapol. How does one actualize that? Hainu she'adam yeh batzmoy sechli. The person becomes sechli. The answer of this phone is zeu koach ha'izbonenus. That's what happens through deep meditation, deep reflection. She'al yadah hoifeches ruchaniyus sechel limtzius ulatmo she'adam. Through it, intangible spirituality and thought becomes the actual reality of the person. Davar nisgav, this is an exalted thought, lamizbonen bo, you want to reflect deeply on it. Oidese matzivim targum Yerushalmi, sof parashas ki savoy. You find in the Yerushalmi Komregen, that can be found in Mikroes Gedalois, at the end of ki savoy, right at the end there, the Yerushalmi on this verse, ushmartem es divrei habris hazeis, the Torah says, guard the words of this covenant, and do them, demand taskilu eskol asher ta'asun, literally, so that you will succeed, they translate, usually. But leshon seichel, in whatever you do. Yerushalmi translates as follows, v'sitrun yasmilei shevach urei sahada, okay, you shall observe these words of the Torah, so for it's fairly literal, v'sa'abdun yashoin, and do them. Now comes the key part, biglal desis boinenun, so that you will reach a state where you reflect on all that you do. The author now comments on it, Hari tachlis kol hatera kula. The purpose of the entire Torah, because that's what the Pasuk is saying, you shall observe this covenant in order. So the purpose of all the Torah is hisboinenus b'chol ha'masim, to reach a situation, according to Yerushalmi, this hisboinenus kol ha'masim, you'll reflect deeply on everything that you do. In different words, tachlis Torah, the objective of the Torah is la'afoches adam, to transform the individual. Peziz ha'ma'asim, the individuals who act impulsively, impetuously, behulat n'ois, lihios kulum is to be a reflective person, a person who acts out of thought, out of reflection, out of deliberation. Adkan, we'll continue from this point.